get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Something wild happened this weekend. It had nothing to do with Halloween.
Okay, what was it?
I almost thought it was a Halloween prank. It wasn't. What would you do if this was the situation that you were in? I pull into my driveway and they had made a delivery on Saturday because I'm doing like construction in my patio and all that. So they were delivering sand, dust. I don't know what it
materials.
Is. Materials. Yeah, it was like a big pile of dark sand.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't know. Anyway, and in it, I could see out of nowhere, and I could show you the video, was an empty Fireball bottle. It was just an empty Fireball bottle.
How large?
It was like the size of your hand one.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, maybe a little bit bigger, like a pint. And I was like, what? So I didn't know. Did my construction workers just drink and stick it at the top of the mountain like that?
Threw it in the back.
Or did the company that delivers the materials for the construction, did it fall out of the back of the dump truck?
Was there still booze in it?
I didn't, like, from what I saw. Let me show you. What I saw, no, it looked like it was completely empty. Hold on, let me show you.
Oh, they drank that. Yeah. I mean, it was full at some point. There's still a little bit of whiskey tit in the bottom of this thing. And, you know, some water has gotten into it or it leaked out into your sand. Did it smell cinnamon-y around there?
No.
Cinnamon-y.
Cinnamon-y.
Yeah.
Cinnamon-y.
Did it smell like cinnamon?
It did not. It did not. But then again, we were outside and there was a pile of whatever that construction material is, it looks like dark sand.
Yeah, it's not regular dirt, so it's not what I would call fill. It's like a mini gravel.
It goes like underneath our patio, so it goes underneath whatever the bluestone is going to be or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Well, they can put that bottle under there, too. That won't break down anytime soon.
But do I say something to, is it the delivery company? Is it my construction guys? I mean, I'll be honest. I don't care what they do as long as the work is good.
I mean, it's ridiculous that it's right on top of the pile and he didn't pull it out of there. I mean, he dumps it in the area. He doesn't come out and look and see that it went in the right spot or anything.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, this has to be a mistake. Or, I mean, it's like they put it on the top like it was a Christmas tree topper.
Right. Like, who's doing the work? Is it like a family friend? Is it a relative?
It's like my dad.
Uncle Giuseppe's buddy.
Well, here's the thing. You know my dad. My dad has guys. So my dad has guys. I mean, my dad's guys are doing the patio. Yeah. My dad's guys replaced the boiler. Like, I don't know who these people are.
For all we know, your dad bought that bottle and gave it to the guys.
Maybe. There's a good possibility. But do you say something or just let it go? Because I'm definitely like going to let it go. But I did not throw it away. Dakota, my six-year-old, was like, Mommy, why don't you get it and throw it in the garbage? And I said, No, I'm not going
to
do that.
You want somebody else to see it. Now, the funny thing is that if it's none of those people involved, if it just randomly was in these construction materials, they're going to show up there and think the same thing about you guys. They're going to be like, do we say anything?
Like, these people are drunks.
Right. Tell anybody?
They just come out of their house, chug their Fireball, and stick it on top of the sand.
No matter what happens, when they start the work, whatever day they arrive, I would look out for somebody that smells like Big Red.
I can't wait to get home today and see. Toronto, not this year.
I mean, it was really, 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 really close.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be like arrogant about it.
No, I'm not.
I mean, you don't even like the Dodgers.
I don't like any baseball team. I'm just saying. Canada hasn't been very nice lately. So
that is true. Canada's been looking to start something. Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. But it played out the way it was supposed to, I guess.
Trending is brought to you by AT&T, a network that is making connections for Americans. Connecting changes everything. Learn more at att.com. Yep, that's right. The Dodgers won the World Series after Saturday night's exciting Game 7.
Yeah, they were expected to. So, I mean, not a shocking thing there, but Toronto gave them every bit of the run that they could handle, that's for sure.
Yeah, and Toronto really wasn't a favorite to be there anyway.
Not at all.
So, you know, they made it far. Congratulations to everybody. And the Dodgers back-to-back winners. That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's a big deal. On paper, they're the best team. No question about it in Major League Baseball. So
yeah, but also trending today, does anybody have the right to tell you who and when to give your money away to? So Billie Eilish was accepting the Music Innovator Award at the Wall Street Journal Magazine's Innovative Awards. And she gets up there and, you know, she gives this heartfelt speech because she had just donated $11.5 million.
Okay,
to a whole bunch of really worthy charities. And she says,
"We're in a time right now where the world is really, really bad and really dark, and people need empathy and help more than kind of ever. I'd say if you have money, it would be great to use it for good things and maybe give it to some people that need it."
Okay, like, fair enough.
All right.
You know, I understand all
that,
right?
Sure, I mean, she's at Wall Street. They had her show up for this Wall Street Award thing, which I'm sure that she typically would not be doing anyway. So you're going to have to listen to some of her advice, that's for sure.
Right, and now in that room, there are some big, big rich people.
Huge money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hailey Bieber, Spike Lee, George Lucas, Ben Stiller, Chris Rock, Tory Burch, Carly Kloss, like people with a lot of money.
Sure.
And Mark Zuckerberg and his wife. And she very calmly says,
"Love you all, but there's a few people in here that have a lot more money than me. And if you're a billionaire, why are you a billionaire? No hate, but yeah, give your money away, shorties."
Give your money away, shorties.
Right, that's her message.
Yeah.
Give your money away, shorties.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Zuckerberg did not applaud. And he he had resting you-know-what face and was seemed somewhat annoyed by it. And at first I was like, yeah, Mark, give away. And then I go, no, it's his money.
You know what?
He can do whatever he wants with it.
I mean, it's kind of funny. I'm sure that every room he walks into when it's a situation like this, everybody looks at him like, hey, you can just solve this problem for all of us, right? But the fact is that if you know something about a global problem like that, is you can throw all the money at it in the world, that problem will probably still be there.
So it's
a bummer, but there it is.
I bet you don't know what they're doing behind the scenes. That's what bothered me.
I'm sure he's doing quite a bit. I mean, he showed up for this award thing.
Yeah, well, right? His wife was getting an award because she's actually
probably doing a ton of stuff, right?
She's giving away a lot. Yeah, she's doing a lot in science. She's a very smart woman herself. But, you know, I just thought, like, Billie Eilish, like, that wasn't fair.
Yeah.
Because it's, you don't really know what's happening behind the scenes. Maybe not everybody's making an $11.5 million public donation. Maybe they're doing things that you don't know about.
Right,
and then
you know what?
Makes you feel bad.
Maybe Billie Eilish was in the lab, though, with Mark Zuckerberg. And she does know. We don't know.
That's true.
We don't know any of it.
Maybe she was talking about Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller, give away your billions. No.
Does he have that?
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so, right?
But give away your hundreds. What happened on Halloween? I want to hear all the stories. This is always my favorite. 1-800-330-9999. Well, one guy went viral on Halloween, Raven. Last week, we talked about how old is too old to go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Well, he had one rule.
"You aren't a teenager, are you? No teenagers allowed. Happy Halloween. Take anything you like. What do you see that you like? We got macaroni and cheese. We got crackers. We got that's ramen.
Need ramen? You want some ramen?
Ramen.
Got it right here.
I mean, these are all the things that teenagers would want to eat, by the way. Macaroni and cheese, ramen and whatnot. And he's not letting the teenagers come in? That seems kind of raw.
It's not just the only reason why he went viral, because if it was a teenager.
Yeah.
You 13?
Hey, 13.
Why are you, hold on, what you running for?
Nerf gun. He got a Nerf gun.
What?
And he would just go right after them with the Nerf gun.
Okay. All right.
Seems like far. Seems like you went too far.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, 13 seems perfectly fine for me to still be out there trick-or-treating.
No, you get the Nerf gun.
At 13.
No, you get the Nerf gun.
Yeah, it might have been my last time, but I was.
Mm.
In our driveway, hanging out to entertain neighbors and you know, anybody that would come by, frankly, which, you know, wasn't a big number, spoiler alert. But I have this Yeti camp chair, all right? I didn't buy it. Yeti. Nice product, a little bit bougie, all right? Received a chair for camping as a gift. I don't know what this chair costs or whatever, but my wife always gives me a lot of crap because it's big and bulky, right? But it is super comfortable. The wind picked this chair up the 1 minute that I had walked away from it and slid it across the driveway and directly into my wife's shins and took her out. It slept like one of the neighbors saw it happen and was like, oh, my God, are you OK? I was in the back because the power also went out. So I wasn't there at that moment there, but she had purple welts on her legs and like she like was in pain pulling the blanket over her legs going to bed that night.
Oh, the injuries
on
Halloween.
That wasn't it.
Oh,
that wasn't it. The next day, I wake up with the dog at 3 a.m., so I still consider this to be Halloween, basically. And I go to take him out because he's got this thing going on right now with his bladder. All right, little Barkley. And I go to the stairs. Second step on the staircase. Boom, legs out. I fell down the stairs.
You fell down the stairs.
Look at my arm. I thought I broke my arm. My leg and my hip are still killing me. Everything hurts. Everything hurts right now.
He has like a scratch the size of a fingernail.
It's not a scratch. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm, all right. Mm-hmm. And seriously, I could have broke my forearm.
We went trick-or-treating with my older daughter, who's 16, which is great because she's like the helper with the little ones.
Yeah.
And then with my younger daughter and with my two nieces. So they're all.
So she does all the work. And so basically, you guys just watch.
I walk around with my Yeti in a cup.
Yeah.
And with my glass filled with Cabernet. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And we walk around and we, in the driveway, before we hit the houses, we have the same conversation with them we have every single year.
Okay.
You knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say trick or treat.
Yes.
You take one piece of candy unless they tell you to take more.
Yeah.
You say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do not go into the house.
Don't go into the house.
Without fail.
Immediately.
First house. They knock on the door, ring the doorbell. The lady opens.
Yeah.
My niece, 4 years old, gets up, walks in. The other two follow right behind
Runs
her.
Right in the house.
They live at that house now.
They're still there.
They're still there. What happened on your Halloween? 1-800-330-9999. So, what happened on Halloween? Halloween's one of those holidays where weird things happen.
Yeah, no question about it. There's people out there. Some are mischievous. Some are just, you know, out there wandering around in the dark. Things do happen.
1-800-330-9999. Omar.
I was waiting for an Amazon package to come in. You know those animal costumes? I was looking at my tracking on my phone, and I seen the Amazon truck was getting close, so I decided to go outside and wait for it. He got out. I didn't see the dog that was next door that had the spider costume on. The driver got out. He brought me the package. When he was headed back to his truck, he just broke off running. I'm talking, he broke off so fast, I felt all the wind, like, go from it. And it was just the dog with the spider legs. I fell out laughing because I ain't never seen a guy that big run that fast before.
I mean, did he think it was a giant spider, or is he just afraid of tiny dogs?
I don't know if it was a spider or the dog, but whatever it was, that man right there probably could have went to the combine with that speed. I've never seen a man that huge and that massive run that fast before.
Marissa, what happened on Halloween?
Okay, so I think this is karma because Halloween, some kids decided it would be funny to egg my house.
Oh, old school style. Do you know who did it?
I do, and I think I might have plans for those kids. But like I said, it's karma because I once upon a time did such stupid things myself. So yeah.
I was always afraid to egg anybody's house. I was a rule follower for the most part. So I remember one year I took an egg and I drew a scary face on it and I put it in my neighbor's mailbox.
Placed it in there.
I gently.
Yeah.
Yeah, not I didn't break it in there.
Right.
I just drew a scary face. I must have been like 10.
Was it a raw egg? Hard boiled egg?
Raw egg.
Okay.
Yeah. Drew a face, just put it in the mailbox and wrote Happy Halloween on it. That was it. And now I look back, I remember
the mailman probably got that egg.
Right.
You know that, right?
I remember my heart was like beating out of my chest. I was so scared that I was gonna get caught. And that I was doing something bad. And now I look back and I'm like, man, what a dork I was.
It's so stupid, right?
And it's not like I did it with a friend. I did it all on my own, by myself.
Did you tell anybody about it?
No.
No.
Just for myself.
Why?
I don't know
that you could do something bad.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you, you rebel, huh?
I look back and I'm like, you were the world's biggest dork.
Imagine if they had like Ring cameras back then and they had seen you go through that whole, you know, process of like, you know, trying to crawl up to it, make sure nobody's seeing you.
Well, because all our mailboxes were lined up together at the bottom of the street.
Where... Oh my gosh! So you acted like you were going to get your mail.
Yep.
Stuck it in there.
Ran. I ran so back. Oh, it's so stupid. Well, we wish you the best, Marissa. We hope you egg those kids' houses back.
Right.
Right. Or just decorate an egg and leave it in their mailbox. That'll show them.
Gary, how about you? What happened on Halloween?
The family, we went together to dinner because it's my grandmother's birthday also. And, you know, it's not that far, the restaurant. So I walked outside and I saw this creepy clown, but it's Halloween, so it's whatever. And as I start walking, I'm noticing that the clown is walking parallel to me. So I'm like, all right, I'm not making a big deal out of it. But then after a couple of blocks, I seem to realize, okay, this clown is following me until I actually get to the restaurant and then the clown's right there. And then I'm like, yo, guy, what are you doing? And then he literally, like, pulls out a knife. I'm thinking some crazy stuff. And then I hear his laugh, and I know by his laugh that it was my brother the entire time.
Oh,
that's so messed up.
Yeah, I kill my brother once I know it's not him and I see him at, you know, the next time.
You know, if he did that to anybody else, that's jail time.
Right. I think you're right.
Absolutely. 100%.
Just when you thought it was over.
Dictionary.com's word of the year is out, and it's a number. Mm. Actually, it's two numbers. 6-7.
Won 6-7.
The title.
Yeah, 6-7. Just when you thought it was over. I feel like we've been talking about 6-7 for like a year now.
It's been a long time.
Right.
And here's the thing is we have explained it to people over and over and over again. We have had it explained to us over and over and over again. We're still no closer to knowing exactly what it means.
I filled in for my daughter yesterday at, she teaches faith formation and mm-hmm. she couldn't make it. So I went and I taught the class.
Okay.
It was a room full of second graders. I must have heard 6-7 300 times. My heart goes out to the parents.
Yes.
Because, and the teachers, because it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Having
it's
to deal with it.
Frustrating trying to lead people through it. I mean, listen, it's difficult trying to lead 20, 30 kids through anything. Doing that when they're all doing that and then all of them burst into laughter every time one of them says it and then the other 10 have to say it.
Right.
It's a lot.
So I thought about it and I went back to each of the decades
mm-hmm.
and I said, let's see how many of these slang words or phrases. Do you, one, understand, or
yeah.
two, do you still use?
Okay.
Because maybe 6-7 will stand the test of time.
It could.
And it'll be normal in a decade.
We'll use it in regular conversation.
Right.
Your boss will use it when talking to you.
They still won't know what it means, but we'll still
right.
say it.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
All right, let's bring us back to the 70s.
Oh,
let's
I like that. 70s. We can okay. do that. Sure.
Okay. Raven, catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the flip side. I mean, I'll see you around.
See you later.
See you later.
That's
I'll
right.
see you pretty soon. Not bad, huh?
Raven, if somebody's a jive turkey,
yeah.
what's that mean?
They're a liar. They'll say anything.
That's right.
Yeah, look at me go. Wow.
Someone that's fake, talks nonsense.
Uh-huh.
Raven, somebody is foxy.
Yep.
What's a foxy person?
Oh, they look good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they look good. Oh, they put it all together. Look at them jeans. You looking foxy.
Okay.
Pretty nice.
All right, you know what? That was good for the 70s,
okay.
but let's go to the 80s.
Oh, I like the 80s, too. Yeah. The 80s could be cool. I spent okay. some time there.
Yep.
Oh, hello, Madonna. How are you?
Oh, hey, Madonna.
Yeah.
If somebody's gnarly or something is gnarly, what yeah. does that mean?
It's cool.
It can be cool.
Yeah.
But it could also be tough, depending
yeah.
on your tone.
Yeah.
So you could be like gnarly or gnarly.
Yeah, gnarly. Yeah. Right. Like it was a rough go.
It could be one or the other.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I was like half on that one. I'll give myself half a thing.
Gag me with a spoon.
Gag me with a spoon. No good. No good. That's gross. I don't want no part of that.
100%. That's
yep.
what it is.
Yep.
Gag me with a spoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Bodacious.
Bodacious means it was awesome. It was dope. Yes. And it was full and fluptuous.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. That's good. You got
Jessica
so far.
Rabbit. She was bodacious.
We're doing pretty well so far with the 70s and 80s. Let's go to the 90s.
Okay. The 90s. Hello. Let's see here.
Okay. Oh, hey, Brittany.
Hey. What's up, girl?
Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand means I'm done listening to you. Like, you stupid.
It means... Talk to the hand because your face I can't stand.
That's right.
Talk to the hand because your breath I can't stand.
Mm.
There's a lot of things you can't stand. A
lot of variances.
But what it basically means is talk to the hand because I'm not listening to
I'm
you.
I'm not listening
right.
to you. That's right.
All right. Something is fat with a pH.
Mm-hmm, that's
fat
dope.
With a pH.
It's dope. It's awesome.
Cool.
It's
stylish. High quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sexy.
How about if it's all that in a bag of chips?
Oh, it's all that in a bag of chips. Obviously, it's awesome. It's
Absolutely.
Great. Everybody loves a bag of chips.
It's true.
If I had a bag of chips and then I had something on top of it, pretty good.
All right, let's go to the 2000s.
Okay, 2000s,
good.
Here we go.
I have a feeling we're going to be saying 6-7 for the rest of our lives.
And we might.
Crunk.
Crunk means it's also dope.
What is crunk a combination of words?
It's cranking and drunk.
No.
It's
crazy and drunk.
Crazy and drunk. Okay.
Yeah, we combine the two words and it means you're pumped up. You're
okay.
crazy and you're drunk, you're crunk. Faux shizzle.
Faux shizzle means yes, for sure, of course. Yes.
Thank you, Snoop Dogg, for that one.
Thank you.
One last one.
Mm-hmm.
On fleek.
On fleek means like you look good. Like that stuff is dope. Look at your outfit.
You know what? On fleek, I feel like did not stand the test of time. Nobody says that anymore.
Oh, no. Some people say it.
Well, they should probably stop. He campaigned so hard.
Yeah.
He worked with his neighbors. They worked together as a team, a force.
Yeah.
And all they wanted was trick-or-treaters to return to their cul-de-sac.
It was like an 80s movie, right? Like where everybody comes together and there's a montage of you like doing stuff. And then there's like going to be a big payoff or whatever. And everything would turn out great and it would be awesome, right?
Raven, did you get trick-or-treaters at your house this year?
Well, let's kind of start at the beginning of the story here again. I asked my neighbor, Mark, what's wrong?
The neighborhood isn't the same anymore. So we don't have too many kids to begin with. There's not a lot of people that hand out candy anymore on our street. So I think we just got to give them more.
So everybody came over and gathered the adults. We do like a whole wine bar setup thing at our house. There's some moonshine and whatnot. And then, of course, there's tons and tons of candy. And I mean, there's tons, full-size bars and, you know, the favorites bags and all that stuff. And at the beginning, in the driveway setup, and the weather was not cooperating fully. But as my wife and I, Mark and Tricia, my neighbors, you've heard them on before. And then Ann was there, too. Steve wasn't out of work yet. And I asked them,
how many people do you think we're going to get tonight?
By the looks of it, 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, no, no. How many kids?
Oh.
Come on, be hopeful.
Count Ava, 2.
She starts looking around the group and she says, two kids we're going to get, which seems ridiculous, right? Completely dismal. So then I ask her again, come on, let's get serious here, everybody.
No, I'm you're asking me seriously or what I would wish for? I'd wish for like 30 would be nice.
But you think it'll be 2?
I think we're getting like 2 kids.
And?
I think 6 kids.
6 kids.
Again, not very good, not very nice. Not everybody's pumped up. I asked Tricia.
10.
10 kids? What makes you think 10?
She knows about a car that's coming that we don't know about.
I don't know. Just a good guess. Good
note. Mark?
I was going on the high side. I was going to say 22 at first, but then I was going to drop it to like 15.
Is he drunk already?
I mean, I thought it was crazy here. Anna, big reveal. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
How many kids did
you get? Exciting development. Probably going to affect our attendance. The power went out.
Oh.
My whole street is dark. We did get 1 trick-or-treater. It's my grandson. So he does look really, really cute. But he's shy.
That was not the end result. By the way, I had power. I fired up the generator. Like, there was lights everywhere you could see. I figured we were going to be the beacon of hope. We were. For the other parents in the neighborhood who showed up and goes, you get any kids? No, we didn't get it. We got my grandson. And we got Harper, the 15-month-old girl from across the street. Neither of these kids are qualified to say trick or treat. Right. They're not having it. My grandson is doing this thing right now where he's shy. Mm-hmm. You saw him the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just super shy right now. He doesn't say hello to anybody. Except when you walk away, he says bye-bye. He is cute.
He's very handsome boy.
But I don't know where this thing came from. He wasn't sensitive and shy 2 weeks ago. I don't know why this behavior started.
I told you this when you deal with the
everything's
kids.
Everything's two weeks,
and then they change.
Yeah.
So you got 2 kids.
2 kids.
None of them were strangers.
The grandkids of the neighbors next door drove by and honked the horn.
They didn't even come to your house.
They didn't even come to the house, and they've always been obligated to come to the house. They didn't even come to the house.
So it was a massive failure.
A huge failure. We had 50-mile-per-hour winds. It was just a big mess.
Okay, so what are you going to do with that candy?
Oh, I've been eating it like it was my job the last few days.
That's what I figured was going to happen to it.
That's what I've been doing.
Right, yeah. You would think it's the number one thing kids don't want in their trick-or-treat bag. But that wasn't the case.
Did you just get a potato?
Yeah.
Videos of homeowners handing out potatoes on Halloween have been sprouting up on social media in recent years.
You want more potatoes? You want more potatoes?
Somebody wrote on our Facebook page, too, that their number one dream for their child is to get a potato in their trick-or-treat bag.
Obviously, there's a joke somewhere that I'm missing.
Yeah, I guess somebody did it a couple years ago. It's become viral, and now it's the most prized possession that if you get offered a piece of candy or a potato, that the kids always choose the potato because that's the thing they want.
What?
I would think, I don't want a potato.
No.
What am I going to do with this potato? I'm going to bake it? I'm going to have a baked potato?
Well, that's the thing is it requires other steps for you to do absolutely anything at all with it, which is something that I resent about a gift anytime. Doesn't even matter. Halloween candy, too. Like, you go sometimes to a house, they give you like a coupon book or something like that. There'd be awesome stuff in there. I don't have a car.
I went trick-or-treating with my nieces and my daughters, and I know. I was afterwards, you know, we're sitting around the table. They got all the candy spread, everything spread out.
Right.
And we're talking about
inventory time.
Yeah. What's the stinkiest, the crappiest thing that you got in your bag?
Mm-hmm.
Rosie, what was the worst candy you got?
I don't have a worst candy.
You don't have a worst candy?
Uh-huh.
You like Twizzlers?
I love them. She never even had that.
Of course, her sister chimes right in. She's never even had a Twizzler.
You know what? Get out of here. This is my interview right now.
Yeah.
All right? Listen, well, nobody even asked you.
So we put it to the test.
Rose, you've given the Twizzler two thumbs down. Is it yucky?
Yes.
Is that the yuckiest thing inside your basket?
Yes.
Do you ever want a Twizzler again?
No.
Yeah. Change your heart. Oh. No, we've changed our mind. Twizzlers, gross. Grossest thing inside of her trick-or-treat bag.
I figure that is low on a lot of people's lists, right? You either love it or hate it. And the percentage of people that love it, it's pretty low.
I mean, when they give like the small little, it's like a bite and a half of Twizzler.
Yes. And it's like a taffy brick. You know what I mean? Like it's like a piece of leather. You really got to chomp on that sucker.
I asked my other niece, Cece.
Cece, what do you think about the Pokemon cards?
I don't know, really.
Are you happy to get them for trick-or-treating?
I thought I would get candy.
She was not happy.
Yeah, she's
being politically correct.
Yeah.
But she was like, I don't even know anything about Pokemon. What am I going to do with these Pokemon cards?
I hope they're worth $1 million.
That's what I was thinking.
At some point.
I think we should check how much money they're worth. Right. But it wasn't like a pack of them. It was single cards that houses were giving out, which I thought was interesting and kind of weird, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Could they see them?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, because then they already checked them, so then you know they're no good.
And then my daughter.
Dakota, quite a haul with your trick-or-treating last night. But there were some things inside your trick-or-treat bag that you didn't like. What was your least favorite?
This lollipop.
What's wrong with the lollipop?
I can only lick it three times.
You can only lick it three times? Why?
Because it's so small.
You know how they have like the dum-dums that are the small ones?
Yeah.
This one was like half the size of a dum-dum.
What?
It was the smallest thing. You know how like...
Is it a legitimate candy?
They're called mini charms. It's the real lollipops, but now they make a mini version of them. I don't know why they did that.
Right.
I mean, we would put it as an adult in our mouth and it would disintegrate. She's not kidding when she says three licks. Like, what am I going to do with this for three licks?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the smaller version of the Snickers and the Three Musketeers.
I mean, you understand why they do it.
But
you don't like it. You don't have to like it.
Right.
I was going to say, who are you? What are you talking about right now? I have to correct you.
What was the worst thing that your kid got in their trick-or-treat bag? 1-800-330-9999.
Did you just get a potato?
Yes.
You want more potatoes? Who wants more potatoes?
Apparently, getting a potato in your trick-or-treat bag was the hottest thing this year.
I mean, that is crazy to me. I had never heard of such a thing.
It's a new trend, but not everybody would be happy getting a potato in their bag. I know that my daughter certainly would not be.
What was the thing that you dreaded seeing the most?
Popcorn balls.
Yeah.
Nobody wants popcorn balls. But they're really cheap at Walmart, so I understand why people buy them to give them away.
Candy apples used to be a thing for a couple of years when I would be trick-or-treating back in the day, and I didn't really care for them, number one. Number two, they were always rock hard, like super rock hard.
Yeah. What did your child get, or what did you get in your trick-or-treat bag that totally stunk? 1-800-330-9999. George.
Oh, man, I don't even want to talk about it. I got wax vampire lips.
Oh.
They're not even edible.
I do remember those. They are edible, but
it's not suggested.
I think they say on it non-toxic, right? Right, because it's not good. But like you can eat them.
Yeah, I wasn't too amazed about it.
No, I can see you being upset. Right?
I tried. My mom tried seeing if it was like real wax, and I mean it was real wax.
Yeah,
it did melt.
Good.
Yeah, I mean. The only thing worse than that is when you get the plastic vampire teeth. I won't let my kids put those in their mouth because I think it's going to slice open their gums.
Yeah.
It's so sharp at the end.
I didn't know they were still making wax lips. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm sorry that happened to you.
I apologize.
Right, there's good people out there. I promise.
Next year will be better.
Yes. I hope it's going to be better.
Lisa, what was the crappy candy at your house?
Well, I got to tell you the truth. This year, every year I go to the dollar store and they buy these 10 packs of cookies. There's like six packs in each pack.
Mm-hmm.
And for a dollar, you're getting 10 out of 10. And I give the little ones the cookies.
Yeah.
The parents think it's the best thing instead of candy. And then with the older kids, I bought light up rings. You turn them on, they had ghosts and witches and skulls. And it was the best Halloween ever, they said.
Mm.
There was no bad candy in my house.
So you just called to gloat. Is that that's what you're doing?
I had to. The Dollar Tree's got these great cookies for these kids, and they love them every single year.
But Lisa, these cookies are individually wrapped, like right? You're not just opening up a pack of Oreos and one at a time putting them in a kid's bag, right?
There's a pack of 10 packs of cookies. There's 6 packs in each pack, and there's 10 packs in the box.
So you're handing out 10 cookies
for
to each kid.
I'm getting 10 kids.
10? 10 kids with 6 cookies or 6 kids with 10 cookies?
I mean, either way, there's a lot of cookies.
It's a lot of cookies. Hi, Jennifer. What was the crappy candy that was in your kid's bag?
It wasn't candy. It was a pocket knife.
No.
No. Somebody Stop gave it. Your kid a pocket knife?
By accident or for real?
Yes. We had 2 pocket knives in our... My 2 children had pocket knives in their bags.
I mean, what?
This is the wildest thing ever. Also,
do they remember what house it came from?
I mean, it reminds me of the carnival, like back in the day.
No, we went through all the candy when we got home, and we found the pocket knives.
That's insanity.
Distressing,
to me. Right?
I mean, how also, many pocket knives does one house have, by the way?
And they're expensive. It's not like they're cheap. Pocket knives cost money.
This is weird.
Yeah, they were little keychain pocket knives, but.
That's weird.
Somebody's looking to start a revolution.
Jennifer, you might have won. Yeah, yeah. That might be the strangest thing in a trick-or-treat bag.
Apologies in advance if this makes your dog go crazy. Apparently, last week, it wasn't my spooky witch voice that made all the dogs go crazy, but we received a lot of text messages that when we were talking about these new scream clubs becoming a thing where people go to release stress, that was making all the pups go nuts.
Imagine that you're a pressure cooker and you're constantly, all this pressure is building up. Screaming helps kind of relieve that.
This guy's trying to do an interview, and there's just a half the group of them is still screaming behind him. I'm trying to talk over here. Do you feel better?
It does feel good.
Well, it sounds terrible.
I apologize if your dog just went crazy.
Like a cow that got hit by a large vehicle maybe there on the side of the road suffering. Somebody put it out of its misery, please.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how certain things will trigger your puppy to go absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, from my house, it's always anybody approaching in a car. Mm. So like FedEx, delivery drivers, all of a sudden my dog, who is this most scared dog in the world, it becomes fearless.
Fierce.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the grocery delivery people for across the street. My neighbors across the street, they get all their groceries delivered nowadays, as many people do. And as soon as that truck starts backing up, oh, that's it. Beep, beep, beep. And they'll just be so mad about it, like for literally 20 minutes after. The guy is just there doing his job. And it's every week on Sunday mornings. It's like they're waiting for it the entire time.
For a lot,
even on television, if they hear it.
Right. Yeah. If, absolutely.
Even on television.
Speaking of television, what makes Lila Bear go crazy, too, is that if she sees another dog on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
She'll start freaking out. Mm-hmm. Like, she's never seen another dog before.
Yeah, like, what are you doing here in my house?
What do you think? You think you could dive through the TV screen and go play with that dog?
It's my house.
Is that what's making you go nuts?
What's this dog doing in my house? When your dog sees another dog, though, like in real life, do they go crazy?
No,
that's it. Just tough in their house.
I always say, what are the, you know how like when you go like walking on a trail with your dog and then another dog comes in, there's chaos?
Yes.
I'm always proud of Lila because for all her quirks and all her special needs issues,
she's
the one dog that doesn't bother.
She like, just looks straight ahead.
She just looks straight ahead and she keeps going. But for some reason on TV, that's a different story.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at our text line at 1-800-330-9999. Whenever I make bacon, my dog goes absolutely crazy.
Okay, yeah. No, smells. It smells good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my dogs are there for every meal at this point. That's kind of an us thing, though.
I can call Lila 600 times. She will not come downstairs from her crate. The minute I start cooking, there she is.
Yep.
Right by my feet, waiting for me to drop something.
When Alicia food preps, he likes lettuce.
Oh.
And cucumber.
No.
Anything like that.
I wish Lila would eat vegetables. I give it to her as a trick because I know she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And then she brings it into the dining room and hides it under the dining room table.
Just leaves it somewhere.
Leaves it there.
Yeah.
What's the thing that makes your dog go nuts? 1-800-330-9999. I apologize in advance for this.
I'm trying to talk over here. Do you feel better?
It does feel good.
Well, it sounds terrible. So.
That was me last week when we were talking about these new scream clubs that people are joining to relieve stress. And then we received a whole bunch of emails and text messages and social media DMs saying, my dog went nuts when you started screaming.
Yeah, I believe it. Sometimes certain things just trigger them and they go crazy. I mean, God forbid somebody ring the doorbell in my neighborhood, right? Or if somebody's getting their neighborhood walk, they see the same dogs every single day, but they go crazy.
What's the thing that makes your dog go absolutely nuts? 1-800-330-9999.
Oh my gosh. So I have this itty bitty pretty pity. Her name is Sage. And she is like the sweetest dog in the world. But I can't keep a broom in the house. She goes nuts. Me and my kids call it her arch nemesis.
Yeah.
And she just attacks it.
You know what? My dog Barkley hates feet. And I surmise it too. He must have got stepped on at some point, right? Mm-hmm. So the broom, somebody maybe took a swipe at him or whatever, you know, they don't forget that stuff.
Well, you said Sage is itty bitty, so maybe he accidentally was getting swept up.
Yeah.
I have had this dog since she was 6 weeks old. I know you're not supposed to have a dog that young, but whenever that broom comes out, she either needs to go on her run outside or somebody has to bring her into a bedroom.
It's amazing.
She sees trouble before it arrives.
Here's the good news, hilarious. Jess. You never have to sweep your floors, ever. You don't have to do it anymore.
Right.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Lisa, what's that thing always makes your dog go crazy?
I think it's similar to like the garbage beep. It's the ZQL commercial on TV. That melody, she just starts barking like crazy. She can't stand it.
Oh.
You know what? Do you recall the melody off the top of your head? Because
it's like a beep, 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 like a little like lullaby melody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Like sleep. It drives her nuts.
Bob, how about you? What sound or show or thing makes your dog go nuts?
My mother-in-law has this friend who will occasionally come over, and she's been smoking cigarettes for about 50 years, and she has, like, the most raspy kind of voice like this. And every time she sees the dog, she kind of makes it to do, like, puppy, and the dog pees on the floor.
Oh, that's because the dog likes her.
That's Anna's husband.
My husband has a connection with dogs where they just get so excited to see him that they immediately pee. And I will never understand how this is a thing, but it is not just one dog. It is not just two dogs. It has been a minimum of five dogs in our life that the minute he walks in, he goes, hey, puppy, and the dog comes over and like pees right on his like shoe out of excitement. It's the strangest thing.
You know, my dogs have never done that in any scenario, and they're always uber excited. But I'm afraid if Paul ever comes over.
Oh, it's going to happen.
I'm afraid.
It's 100% going to happen.
Oh, it's wild.
Mm-hmm. Natalie, what sound or show or thing makes your dog go nuts?
I've been rewatching Friends lately. First time, thought it was a fluke. And now I realize it's every time Janice, you know, that, aw, Chandler Bing, ha! That happens.
Yeah. That voice is distinct. Right. Yeah. It's like, you know, the nanny, Fran Drescher. It's that voice.
Yeah. Does he get mad or does he like it, you think?
He, like, will sit up if he's sleeping and then, like, do this, like, ooh, ooh.
Yep.
And if it keeps going, nervous. Then starts to kind of, like, yeah, do, like, a yippy howl almost.
Yep, yep, yep.
It's almost like they're trying to join in. It's really funky. So.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
It creates so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already, and
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. Megan and Christopher. Megan, what's going on?
Hey, so yeah, my daughter, she's turning 5, and basically she's asked for this bouncy house to have in the backyard, and the one that she picked out, you know, it's a little pricey, it's $600, but from my point of view, I'm like, let's just get it, it's awesome, and then we'll just have it forever, you know, and then kids can come over and play with it.
$600 bouncy house. Chris, what's wrong with that? So she wants for her birthday.
Well, number one, this is the biggest waste of money that I've ever heard of. And then number two, she's only going to play with it for about a week. And then after that, she'll be wanting maybe some puppies with purple ears. I don't know.
It is true. A lot of times these things that you buy, you say to yourself, well, if I could rent it for this amount, but I could buy it for this amount, then that math says that it's a good purchase. But on the other hand, you got a point. Oftentimes, they play with it for a week, or they're going to play with it for the first couple parties, and then they're going to be bored with it. You're going to be lending it out to your cousins, your, you know, other family members and friends or whatever for their kids' birthday parties. And it's just going to haunt your child wherever they go. I hate you, Bouncy House. I hate you. Why do you follow me everywhere I go?
Right. And then on top of that, it's seasonal and it doesn't fit. We don't have any place to place it. And it's a liability. And any kids get hurt, guess who's got to pay for it? Mm-hmm. Me. I don't want to do that.
You know, my wife said to me the other day that she's been complaining to me for months, Anna, is that she wants the big 12-foot skeletons, right? She wants the skeleton dogs. She wants the posable skeletons, all those things to put out front of the house. And I said, we don't have any room to put it. She said, we need a bigger shed. Get another shed. So you want to buy a shed for something that would come out for 1 week, a couple weeks every year. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It makes perfect sense to me. It makes her happy. And if something makes somebody happy, why wouldn't you go the extra mile to make it happen?
Well, thanks. Like, I need that.
Like a bounce house. I bought a bounce house once. It wasn't that expensive. It was actually relatively inexpensive compared to what you're saying for $600.
Mm-hmm.
But it was what he's saying. We used it a couple times. It was big and bulky. Lost interest pretty quickly. And then we gave it to my boss.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, here. I'm like, this, you can bring this home to the girls. And they took it for a while. And who knows where it is now? It's
right.
Probably three houses down at this point.
Could be anywhere.
Yeah. I don't know. But if she wants it for her birthday, it brings up a bigger question. Is a bouncy house a good investment for a family if you have young children?
Yeah, you buying or are you renting? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
All your five-year-old daughter wants is a $600 bounce house for her birthday.
Yeah.
Not a rental. One that you would own. Would you get it for her? Because Megan says, why not? We'll have it forever. And it'll be something that we can pull out for all the birthdays and all the events. And she'll have fun in the backyard with it.
Listen, I understand how the math works, right? You're thinking to yourself, well, we could rent it for $200 and they'll come set it up and they'll put these holes in our yard and all that stuff. And we won't have any control. It'll be here for 2 days and then it'll be gone. Or we could buy it for $600 and then we'll own it. And then won't it be great? We'll pull it out at every party, everything. Our friends can borrow it and all that. Except that's not really what happens, right? They dance, they have fun on it one time, one day, maybe a second time, and then after that, it kind of just sits there forever. And that's exactly Christopher's point. We don't want to store this thing. We don't want to own this thing. We got enough garbage.
What do you think? Would you buy it? 1-800-330-9999. Marlo, whose side are you on?
You know, I agree with the dad. It is a huge waste of money. You know, it would be fun for their daughter, make memories and stuff, but it's a huge waste of money. She is going to get sick of it because that's just how children work. And God forbid, you know, what if it breaks too? That's $600 down the drain.
I guess so. I don't know what the warranty status is on a bounce house. Well, that might be true.
Here's what I do know is that you can't wear your shoes inside. Everybody knows that.
Well, yeah. And you should always make sure that you nail the posts in pretty good because I've seen like three of those things on the news reports take off across a park before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a Couples Court. This is weird. This may be one of the most divisive things that we've ever discussed. So do you rent the bounce house for your kid's fifth birthday party? Or as she is begging you, all she wants for her birthday is this $600 bounce house that she gets to keep. And I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven.
Yeah.
And people are down the middle.
Okay.
Like, only rent. And the other one is like, what are you, crazy? Just buy it and have it for everything. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this. When you go to the store now, the ones that you can buy for your home enjoyment are pretty elaborate, all right? And the prices are pretty reasonable. This is a situation where their daughter wants a $600 bounce house. You know, probably walked into Costco or something or you know, big box store, pointed at it and said, yes, that's the one for me. And, you know, Megan says, let's just get it for her. Like you said, we can use it all the time, all the birthday parties. Friends can use it. Relatives can use it. It'll make everybody happy. But Christopher says, listen, she's going to use it for like a week, maybe once or twice, two parties. And then this thing is just going to sit in our garage and we paid $600 for it. And that's stupid.
And it's a liability, too.
Right.
Couples Court verdict is brought to you by AT&T, a network that is making connections for Americans. Connecting changes everything. Learn more at att.com. What do you think? Would you buy it? Would you rent it? Do you not want it? Huh.
If you're the person who buys the trampoline, if you're the person who buys, you know what I mean? Like that stuff, if you got the diving board on your pool, then you're probably the person that buys this thing.
1-800-330-9999. Shelley, whose side are you on?
It happened to my cousin. She had a bounce house, and at her kid's birthday party, one of the kids that were there got injured on it. Ambulance had to come and everything. You don't want those things at your house. It's a liability.
Hank, what about you? What do you think about this? Whose side do you want today?
Well, I think I'm on the wife's side. Think about how much money you usually spend on gifts and trips and presents and food and all that. It's just cost of doing business. I mean, she's going to enjoy it. You'll get a couple good years out of it. If you look at it long term, it's not that bad. All the kids will have all the enjoyment. All the kids will come to the party and enjoy the bounce house. The parents will come over. You'll make it a destination place for parties. It'll be a good time, and it'll pay itself off with the daughter and with the friends and with the neighborhood and the parties.
So, Rosie, it's like a timeshare salesperson.
But then you also become the person that everybody calls to borrow your bounce house.
Right. You know, right. Then you're always delivering it. Somebody's got to pick it up. Oh, this person got it dirty. Oh, I'm sorry. One of the kids threw up in it this time. Sorry, it smells that way now. I don't know. Thanks, Hank.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Christopher, our audience agreed with you. Waste of money. It's one of those things that takes up a lot of space. They lose interest quickly. The novelty wears off. And then it's just difficult to house and nobody plays with it.
Megan, maybe do a rental for this party, right? You know, make these things easier.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, your daughter will still get the bounce. She'll whine that it's not hers to keep, but I guarantee you when she goes out there the day after the party, she plays in it half as long, and by the day after that, when they come to pick it up, it's over. She doesn't care.
We'll see.
Yeah. Christopher, congratulations. Hold on to your space. You won this battle.
I'm going to accept this one as a flawless victory because this will probably be the last one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,500. Rachel, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Feeling confident and good?
I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, get out of here.
Good luck. $2,500.
All right, Rachel, remember the rules. You only have 3 seconds to answer each of these five questions. If you're not sure, take a guess. Go with your gut. Sound good?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Remember, he's out of here. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. You'll both get the same set of questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
Ready.
Number one, Stranger Things Season 5 released their trailer, and it picked up millions of views very quickly. What is the name of the small town in Indiana where Stranger Things takes place?
Is that Hawkins?
Number two, Rob Lake Magic with special guest The Muppets will be on Broadway starting next month. Speaking of the Muppets, what instrument does Animal play?
Oh, the drums.
Number three, Hurricane Melissa impacted the island of Hispaniola last week. Which two countries comprise the island of Hispaniola?
Oh, no. Jamaica and...
That's time.
I don't know the other one.
Number four. It didn't make it in time, but it's wrong anyway. Don't worry. Number four, Star Trek Starfleet Academy will premiere on Paramount Plus January 15th. In the Star Trek franchise, Spock is half Vulcan, half human, first officer and science officer of the Enterprise. What famous Vulcan greeting is he known for saying?
Oh, gosh. Live long and prosper.
And number five, Heidi Klum is famous for her Halloween costumes. And this year she dressed as a terrifying Greek mythological creature with snakes coming out of her head. Who's that?
Medusa.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Not bad, Rachel. Not bad at all.
Yo.
4 out of 5 for Rachel.
All right, pretty good. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number one, Stranger Things Season 5 released their trailer, and it picked up millions of views very quickly. What is the name of the small town in Indiana where Stranger Things takes place?
Is it Hawkins?
Yes. Number two, Rob Lake Magic with special guest The Muppets will be on Broadway starting next month. Speaking of the Muppets, what instrument does Animal play?
He plays the drums.
Right.
Yes.
Number three, Hurricane Melissa impacted the island of Hispaniola last week. Which two countries comprise the island of Hispaniola?
Geography is a super strong point of my education. I'm going to just take a shot and say Dominican Republic and Haiti.
That's right.
Yes!
Number four, Star Trek Starfleet Academy will premiere on Paramount Plus January 15th. In the Star Trek franchise, Spock is half Vulcan. Am I saying that right?
Yes, Vulcan.
Half human, first officer and science officer of the Enterprise.
Yeah.
What famous Vulcan greeting is he known for saying?
Live long and prosper.
Correct. You guys are tied at four.
Oh.
Number five, Heidi Klum is famous for her Halloween costumes. And this year she dressed as a terrifying Greek mythological creature with snakes coming out of her head.
Yes.
Who is that?
Medusa.
Right.
Medusa, put a bra on. All right. Flaunting it.
It was so scary. She says she can't go to the bathroom. She can't get out of that thing. She can't barely talk. Why does she do this to herself?
I don't know, but it is definitely her thing. And, you know, she continues to outdo herself. Wasn't she like a worm or something?
One time she was a worm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this was, I think, one of the scariest things I've ever seen. The amount of prosthetics that she had on her
it's
was
crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, Rachel, 5-4 today. That'll get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
All right, thank you.
Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,600 tomorrow, Anna.
I want to thank George and Jacob. They supplied two of the questions I used today. If you have an idea for a question, head to annonraven.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.